Every time Congress gets ready to take up the farm bill, advocates for farm safety nets, conservation programs, hunger relief, and vibrant rural communities get a fresh chance to ask the government for money. Hardin County, Iowa dairy farmer Sarah Gilbert was among them, going to Washington, D.C. in November to lobby for programs that have helped her, like conservation and beginning farmer supports. She says walking through metal detectors and into congressional buildings intimidated and inspired her, as she realized everyone else was there to ask for something, too.
It made you really happy that you were there, because it's like, well, if I wasn't here, then who would be asking for this?
Gilbert also says it's important to realize that not just farmers care about the bill. Everybody eats. And it's especially important for people who need federal help to put food on the table. About 80% of farm bill dollars go to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Calling it a farm bill is almost a disservice just because it has that huge nutrition component and it should just be a food bill.
Indeed, the phrase farm bill is a convenient shorthand for the massive law that authorizes most of what the USDA does. Think giving out rural housing loans and water projects and running the Forest Service. But historically, nutrition and ag programs are paired for several reasons, including the need to get urban lawmakers' votes for traditional farm supports. Central Iowa farmer Matt Russell says the farm bill is also a deal among Americans. He weathered a drought thanks to a disaster relief payment. And in return, he makes land use decisions that help clean up water far downstream from where he lives.
And then the other really big piece of all this is that as a farmer, I need to be supportive of the SNAP program.
When a family in need gets SNAP benefits, Russell knows that's his tax dollars at work. Russell served 8 years on a politically appointed panel that helps connect farmers to USDA. His Obama-era appointment extended through the end of 2017, so he served during most of President Trump's first year in office.
I have some real concerns that both with budget and with reorganization, that this administration is potentially looking to downsize those supports for farmers.
The farm bill also deals with nearly 80% of the budget for the USDA, which employs about 90,000 people. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has shifted some of the top posts at USDA, and many remain empty. The department is focused on becoming leaner, says Chris Clayton. He's policy editor at DTN, The Progressive Farmer, an ag media outlet.
The big thing that they sought to change was removing the undersecretary for rural development, and that caused a stir. So they've been pretty quiet about a lot of the changes that they've been making.
But the administration hasn't been quiet about what it says is its commitment to farmers. Trump even spoke at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention about crop insurance, a controversial safety net for farmers that might be capped.
And I'm looking forward to working with Congress to pass the farm bill on time so that it delivers for all of you. And I support a bill that includes crop insurance, unless you don't want me to.
The current law expires in September, but there's a long history of extensions and delays. Some farm policy watchers have even suggested the next one could wind up being the 2020 farm bill. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plains Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.